Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey.
Hey, what? Who are you heying to?
I'm saying hi.
Hey, girl.
How are you?
I'm good. What are we doing right now?
Computer husband mode.
Hello. Welcome to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast.
So you are officially in the city that never sleeps.
The Big Apple.
Walk us through like your move right now, because I don't think everyone, including myself, knows like what's going on. Do you have an apartment? Like, let us know.
I love where your head's at right now. And I love what the vibe that you're bringing to the table as well.
Thank you.
First of all, I want to just say, thank you guys much for 100K on YouTube. I begged everybody, begged on my hands and knees, and everybody came through. I shouldn't be shocked, but here we are.
We really appreciate it, and we love all 100K of you. And I don't know if we told you guys, but our sweet, dear love of our life, Izzy, fell off her horse, fell on her. Something horrible happened with her horse. And she broke her pelvis, and she has not been here for the past few weeks and will continue to not be here for a while. But we feel her here in the studio in spirit. And she left us a note. Connor, I'm going to read it to you. It's so sweet.
Oh.
Roses are red. This fat ass. No, sorry. Let me take it from the top.
Yeah.
Roses are red. This ass is fat. 100K subscribers have entered the chat. Now I'm stuck at home with FOMO and miss and love you.
That's funny.
Like, so many of you, like, Izzy is so fucking funny. It's insane. That's all I wanted to say. We miss her. We love her. Hope her pelvis fuses back together, like, immediately. Our girl's in a wheelchair.
Here's what I need from everyone right now. First of all, my ride's here. Can you guys hear it?
Did you go to the restroom?
No, there's an ambulance just running its
mouth
outside and won't stop. Second of all, I need this like face tracking thing on Zoom to stop. Like, look at this.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's definitely fun.
Beautiful decor, by the way.
Don't get me twisted.
Oh my God, is that guy smoking a stogie?
Yeah, this is like so your boy. Yes. Clint Eastwood.
Wow. Look how cool he looks.
Yeah, he looks really cool. But let's not get it twisted. Let's like stay on track.
Okay.
As F.
I did learn that cigars do have nicotine in them. My bad. I just don't see people getting addicted to cigars like the way you see people getting addicted to cigarettes.
Oh, no. People are addicted to cigars.
I didn't know that. Yeah. And I admit that.
Did the cigar community attack you?
I don't know if it was the cigar community as much as just like everyone else. But I definitely got some comments, which is fine. Well, I'm open and receptive as always.
One thing about you is you've always been open and receptive.
I agree.
One thing about me is I don't know what I did that was evil in a past life for me to wake up with that Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga song stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah. How's it go?
With the world is yours.
Yeah.
I'm going to be this. I don't even know the words. How unfair is it that, first of all, I wake up with that?
Better to not know the words in this case.
It's not, because I just tried to explain to you what song it was and I literally can't think.
Well, I you communicated it. I know. I'd want to be stuck with you, I think.
The tune. Yeah, but it's... If the world was...
Why are you wearing those glasses? I love it.
What?
Why are you wearing those glasses?
I just think they're fun and stuff. I think that they're like cool from the future.
I like them. Can you tell us like what's going on, if you have an apartment, etc.?
Yeah. Okay. So, guys, I am in New York City, and I am here, and I will not change who I am for anybody. I've always been right here, right now. I am myself, and that's who I was born to be, you know?
Do you or do you not have an apartment?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love that. No.
Are you hungover?
No.
Okay. Are you currently drunk?
No, I'm drinking kombucha.
Okay. Maybe that does have alcohol in it.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
That pregnant women cannot drink kombucha.
They can't.
Okay. What I was going to say was I did get an apartment. I got an apartment on yesterday, officially. They were, you got approved and it went through.
Yay!
Thank you. Technically, Saturday. Technically, Saturday, they were like, your application was approved, but we've all seen what happens there. So until it went all the way through, I didn't want to tell anyone I got something.
Yeah.
And it's still like, I haven't signed a lease yet.
Okay. When do you do that?
That's a great question. And that's an honest question. That's a truthful question. Heaven. I don't know, and no one will tell me.
Okay.
I know that like everybody looks for apartments, and I know that everybody has a hard time. I think I was given the hardest challenge of everyone.
No, I always feel that way whenever I'm doing literally anything. I'm like, everyone else must be experiencing something different.
There is no way everyone experiences what I experienced, because no one would ever move.
That's what I felt about getting my license in California.
No one would ever get their license.
Yeah.
I truly felt like someone was playing a prank on me. Mm-hmm. Every time I found an apartment, they'd be like, oop, you should have applied 4 seconds ago. I was like, you just sent me the link like a minute ago.
Yeah.
So how could I have applied in the past?
New York, I think, is just like in a league of its own.
So I did sign sight unseen.
Oh, you went sight unseen.
Sight unseen. I walked there yesterday, because yesterday was like my first day here. And it's in a great location.
Did you go inside?
No, I couldn't go. I couldn't go inside. The location I can speak to. It's gorgeous. But they were painting the hallway. So that's the update that I have right now.
Okay.
But it's nice. And here's the other thing I was going to say. If you are looking for an apartment in New York City at any point in the future, please remind yourself that this is no longer the game that you're familiar with. This is, they brought back the broker, or no, they got rid of the broker's fee, which like we don't have in LA.
I always thought that like New York and LA real estate was like similar in terms of price and stuff. New York is like, my apartment would be 3 times as much as New York, which I didn't realize.
100%, yeah.
Like, L.A. seems, like, cheap compared to it.
I mean, if you could even find your place in New York.
You couldn't.
LA is cheap compared to New York.
Yeah.
What, the size-wise. But they brought back the broker's fee, which, like, there's the landlord, there's the leasing agent, there is the broker. What does the broker do? I don't know. No one knows what the broker does. The broker is this just like all-seeing eye that collects a debt, like, that no one owes them. They sit in the apartment, basically, like, they're sitting in the apartment. I have a leasing agent that found the apartment. There's the landlord that's renting the apartment out. And then there's just an individual standing there like a troll before a bridge. And they're like, give me my money. And that literally, I'm just like paying someone.
What does a real estate
broker do?
A real estate broker helps people buy, sell, and lease properties.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like a real estate agent.
They ensure that
it?
Transactions go smoothly.
Yeah, by taking a large
they oversee sum of- the transactions between buyer and seller. So they watch you sign the lease.
Like, are they a notary? I'll do that somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't know. And is that a substantial fee?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, it's a substantial fee. And what is so awesome is I was so desperate and I was so scared that my agent was like, I really think you should give the broker a little bump and pay. And I was like, excuse me? Because I didn't even know I was paying the broker. And he was like, no, I think that you should up it by like, a little bit.
To
like,
make sure you get the apartment?
Yeah, I had to bribe the broker that like, oh my gosh, should I bribe the broker?
And the you ended up bribing the broker.
I bribed the broker.
Can I ask how much you were supposed to pay the broker and then how much you did pay the broker?
I don't think it would be appropriate.
Really? Is it that much?
Yeah.
Wow.
And anyone in New York will vouch for me, and anyone that doesn't live in New York and lives somewhere like completely where stuff is not overpriced and grossly overpriced is gonna laugh. So I cannot say.
You cannot.
I will not say.
Wow. So when can you theoretically move in once you sign your lease?
March 1st, but I will be on tour.
Yay.
So that's great. And all my stuff. Now let me just hop over to move out.
Okay.
So I moved out over the weekend out of my old apartment. Which, by the way, yesterday was my first day waking up here. Already miss it.
No, we're not doing
this. Oh my God, yeah.
No.
No, I do.
No.
Now that I don't live there, I can say where I lived, right?
Oh yeah, totally.
So I lived, drum roll, please. I feel like people already... Someone showed up my ass twice. So like, I feel like people.
I feel like you never really posted it like from the angle and of like, oh, I live there.
How horrible is that? Because that's the whole reason
now
I live there.
But now you can like bust it out.
Let me bust this out real quick. I lived on the Venice canals and I found a great place that was on the canals, like on the water. And if you're not familiar with the Venice canals, they were modeled after the Venice, Italy canals, but they're in Venice Beach, California. And they are gross and they're disgusting sometimes.
But they're home.
They have absolutely nothing to do with Venice canals in Italy. They sometimes are just swamp. Hunter, our friend, would say, you live on the swamp. Mm-hmm. You should live in Louisiana. But when they were nice and they didn't smell like mud, and dirt and bugs, they were flowing. Oh, were they flowing? And I would turn on Jack Johnson in the morning and I'd be out on my patio on the water. Look at all the people walk by. Mm-hmm. And say, yeah, I live here. Yeah.
When they were nice, they were nice.
When they were nice, they were nice.
Nice. You know? But that is obviously like why you had so many like moisture-based issues in the home.
Yep.
I would categorize them as moisture-based issues.
Right, but it was all worth it, and it was so sweet to live over there. And I got a little sad. So I was like, oh.
You got a little what?
Sad. There's no like.
Oh, sad.
Venice Canals equivalent in New York, I fear.
There's no Venice Canals equivalent anywhere. Even in the canals world. In Italy. Like, remember when you were like, I'm moving to the canals? And I was like, are you kidding? Because I had thought the canals were a different location. I thought they were. There was like this puddle with like a sewage pipe in Venice. And one of my friends had pointed out to me like, oh, those are the Venice canals. And I was like, are you kidding? Like, those are terrible. Because he also thought they were the canals. And so I had thought you were moving to the pipe that whole time.
You thought I was moving to the pipe?
Yeah, because I had mistook the canals for a sewage pipe with big puddle. But then I went to your house and I was like, oh, this is lovely.
It was lovely at the time. Yeah. So I miss it. I miss the rage.
Did someone already get your apartment?
Yeah.
Wow.
Someone's moved in.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like I am out and they're moved in.
Wow.
So here's the thing.
Tell us.
I was moving out over the weekend and I did not hire movers.
So strong for that.
I said, there's something about me where I said, I can't pay someone to do something that I can do on my own. And then besides Uber and Uber Eats and TaskRabbit.
You weren't in the mood right then to pay someone for something that you could do on your own.
Yeah, it's like a little bit weird. It's a little bit weird because I was like, I can do this. I will never, ever, ever, ever move without movers again. That was such an incredible waste of my time. Next thing, I will never, ever, ever buy anything else again. I need not one more thing. I don't need to own one more thing in my house.
That is a universal feeling after moving, is going full minimalist. And then before you know it, you have a set of Legos.
Brooke, I had 3 sets of Legos. I kept them. But I, you know, you're talking to a guy that's had a meatball in a cup for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So I was like, wake up call. There's no reason to have, you know, all of this stuff. It was so horrible. And I did like 3 Goodwill runs. The neighborhood was coming over to take random
stuff.
The
estate sale. The estate sale on the canals.
I had an estate sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except it was just a free-for-all.
Yeah.
But the people came through.
They really did.
I just can't believe how many iPhone boxes I had. What was I saving those for?
They're so sturdy that it feels so wrong to throw them away.
I would love to sit down and have a talk with the person that makes Apple product boxes and say, hey, it's never been that serious.
Cause like,
make boxes disposable.
Flimsy. Because when you were a kid, a box like that, like you would have saved and kept it as a treasure chest. So it's like really hard to depart with it as an adult.
Right. But you can't store anything in it.
Treasure.
It sucks. The box sucks.
So how'd you
frankly
get all your stuff? Or where is all your stuff?
I love that question. So I moved all my stuff to a storage unit.
Okay.
And it's sitting there because I didn't have an apartment yet. And it's sitting there in a unit. And I will be, so if anyone sees me in the same clothes for the next like month, and I'm not exaggerating when I say month, mind your business. I'm living out of a suitcase and I'm being so serious. Like I will just have the clothes that are in my suitcase right now.
Did you like keep any of your furniture?
I sold every piece of furniture that I own.
Wow. Start fresh.
I have to because I didn't know where I was moving and I wasn't sure if it was going to be really hard to get something upstairs. Yes.
That's
true. And turns out I was right because it will be impossible for me to get a couch.
I saw Will and Arden just moved and they hired someone to hoist their couch like via rope to the third floor and like put it through the window.
They got a hoister?
They got a hoister.
Hoisters in my pocket.
But like, I don't, that must be a big window. Huh?
My windows are not Will and Arden sized.
You need a couch. So like, there has to be a way.
There has to be a way. I fear it's just going to be one of, it's going to be a couch that's like break apart into 20 little pieces.
Yeah.
Like Legos.
Mine breaks apart. Or mine just like, is little sections.
Oh, then yeah, I'll have something like that.
Yeah.
And I love your couch.
Thanks. Me too. It's, that's I'm sweet. Still waiting on putting it together for a rainy day.
Like connecting the
connecting parts? Connecting the dots.
Are they not connected?
No. And every time I sit or lay down, they slide apart.
It splits apart.
And like literally everything I own is in the cracks.
Ew, not in the cracks.
Yeah. I could have an estate sale with just the stuff in the cracks.
Oh my gosh. I was like moving it apart and I was like, my keys.
I've been looking for those.
When I, cause I, the couch sold in like, my leather couch sold in like 25 minutes to someone in Englewood. And they're like, we're on our way. And I was like, damn, should I have made it more expensive? And then they started taking it apart and they were like, are these your keys? And I was like, oh yeah, thank you. And they were like, do you want this cash? And I was like, oh, this is not enough. They're like, no, this was in your couch. Do you want your remote? I was like, where are you pulling this out from? It was like, it was bubble bass.
Yeah.
Like under his tongue, they're pulling my pickles.
Yeah.
They like pulling out all of this treasure. And I was like, where was all this stuff? They're like, in your couch. Did you never lift the cushions? It's like, no, why would I lift the cushions?
Good point.
I got a new key made. Like I had my landlord make new keys because I didn't realize they were in the couch.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have to talk about something.
Hit me, mama.
Obviously, I have to preface with like, I know there are worse things. Let me get that out of the way. Like, I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my safety and my family's health and safety.
Sure, sure.
And I know things could be worse. But on the other hand, things couldn't be worse right now for me.
Okay.
Something bad has happened.
Mm.
I've spoken a little bit about my Invisalign journey and just like my teeth, but let me run it back for you so that we can get to where we need to be. Basically, when I was younger, age 10, I had braces. Okay.
Right.
Age 12, graduated from braces, never wore my retainer. It's too young. You're too young to understand the stakes at that age of wearing your retainer. And that's just a way for me to not accept responsibility right now for me not wearing my retainer. But I still do believe that 12 is too young to understand the stakes. Anyway, never wore my retainer. Okay. My teeth went back pretty much to the way they were, which was bad. Okay. So I had like one really big snaggle tooth and one kind of tiny snaggle tooth, okay? And if you go back to my videos in like 2020, you can see the snaggle teeth. And they never really bothered me because I was just like, oh, like it adds character. But then obviously people started commenting on it and I was like, oh my God, yeah, those are actually horrible as it goes. And so instead of like getting Invisalign, I had them bonded, which means the dentist just like fills them in with like a fake tooth material. And so those two teeth on the side of my big teeth were like massive, the size of my two front teeth, because they were like mostly fake filling in the space. Okay.
Yeah.
Fast forward to now, I tell the orthodontist, hey, like, I don't want any more bonding. Like, I want all that out and just to have like my natural teeth closed. So she was like, okay, let's do that. I've already had Invisalign for 6 months. So things have moved around a lot. Okay. And then I got the bonding taken off 3 days ago.
Okay.
Connor, this is not what it was before. Because things have moved around. I have a space in my mouth that I can put my pinky in. It looks like I am missing a tooth. Because things have moved in a way that has created that effect. I don't know what to do with myself.
Well,
what you're seeing right now is me wearing my retainer that I wear at nighttime because I'm in between. I had to get scanned for like the new trace to come in to close the space. So I don't even have something actively closing the space. This is just a retainer that I was so hysterical that the orthodontist painted it white inside. So you can't tell that I'm fully missing a tooth.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
But if I were to go out to an event as I did last night and there was food at the event, I have to take it off and I have to go full toothless in pub. So yeah. Last night there was a charcuterie board at the event and I wasn't willing to go toothless and I had to eat the charcuterie. I was swallowing little pieces of salami like pills whole because I couldn't chew with my retainer in and I wouldn't take it out. I was just going pill mode.
Wait, how long is it going to take for them to get the gap to be?
She said that it will look, and like even the dentist and the orthodontist were both like, this really looks bad. Like there's no sugar coating. And my friends are like, it's temporary. And I called Mom, who literally just is the queen of telling me what I want to hear. Like my whole life I have called her when I just need to hear what I need to hear. I show her, she gasps, full gasp. Then she says, it will look fine if you go out at night in the dark. And then I had my sweatshirt covering my mouth. And then she goes, oh, it looks fine now. Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you. So she couldn't even tell me it was okay. But the orthodontist said I should feel comfortable showing my face, basically, in about like
that's what a therapist would say.
I should be comfortable in about a month. Like there will still be a space, but I will not be able to fit my finger in it.
Wait, what did they do at the dentist that they say it's going to be fixed?
What do you
mean?
Are
your teeth getting a memo?
No, I'm getting it closed with the Invisalign.
The Invisalign.
Yeah, now my real teeth will all be it. Like I won't have any more of the fake tooth. So the two teeth on my sides are like actually really, really tiny. And before they were like massive.
Look forward to that.
And but they're so tiny, they're like little Tic Tacs. But I think like in the end, like I will be happy with my teeth. But in the interim, like I can't show face. And we have an event in 2 weeks or something in New York that's like an eat and stuff. You're going to have to like stand by me as I either swallow salami like pills or eat behind you.
I will.
Walking around with your front tooth missing. I'm not even kidding. And I can't stress enough that I'm not being dramatic. They were able to expedite Invisalign trays because usually it would take a month for the ones that are going to start closing it to come in. And I was like, there's got to be another way. So she is the love of my life, my orthodontist. And she put them on expedited mode, so they should be here soon.
That's exciting.
But and I'm like literally hysterical right now.
Okay, you're not gonna like care about me saying this, but it doesn't look to me like I like see you. I don't notice it.
Well, because my retainer's in.
Until you shoved your entire tongue through that gap, like I didn't notice how big it was.
It's full tongue goes through it.
Yeah.
Feeling it constant. I wear my retainer even when I'm alone in the house because I can't bear to feel it.
Yeah. That was the first time I was like, oh, it's a gap.
And what's crazy is there's also a gap on the other side that you don't even notice because the other one is so glaring, your eye can't go anywhere else.
Well, that's nice.
It is. It is like one silver lining.
Because I don't see any two. I don't see any two gaps. I just see the one gap.
Yes. So I am like a little bit hysterical. Again, I know it could be worse. Again, it also could not be worse. And also, I asked on our story, like, can anyone like give me some aesthetic, like nightmares that you've had to make me feel better about like what's going on with my teeth? And everyone responded like, I don't think your teeth look that bad. You have actually not seen. So what you were referring to is just my teeth, that my regular old teeth that were just chunky. So I'm like in a like manic state because of this, and will be for them about the next month and a half or so. And I've had to put my dating life on hold.
No,
I know. Can you believe?
Shit,
I know.
Can you guys really not hear?
I just heard that honk.
Okay.
I just heard that honk.
Like, basically, and without exaggerating at all, there's a genuine construction site outside that started about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yes, I believe it. What was I going to say? Crap. Oh, are you having dreams about your teeth falling out because your gap?
I don't even sleep, Connor. I don't sleep well enough to have dreams.
Why?
Because of my tooth. I have, like, been so fixated on it, like, in a very, like, OCD way. I'll get up every 10 minutes to look in the mirror and see if it still is bad. And it always is.
Oh, my God.
But there are very rare moments when I'll forget about it and then look in the mirror and just, like, shock and horror.
I don't think it looks bad.
It's not even worth saying. I appreciate it.
I mean, I'm not stroking your cock when I say that.
You are fully stroking my cock when you say that.
I'm not. I think that it doesn't look that bad.
It's horrible. And no, I can't show anyone. Maybe like once it's closed a little, I can show you how it is now, but not at a time like this, I can't reveal.
Oh, hang in there, sister.
Thanks, sister. And now I just like can't stop looking at everyone's teeth and being like, do you even get it? How lucky you are? And then everyone else is like, no, like I had a space in my teeth when I was 8. Okay, I'm 28. So that's not helpful. Thank you, though. And it's not a space. Okay, well, it's a missing tooth.
It's not a physical missing. You're not missing.
I'm not kidding. There are teeth bigger than the size of the gap.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm in shell shock by my mouth.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah,
did you watch Super Bowl?
What?
Did you watch Super Bowl?
Go Birds, am I right?
Okay. I have this new tick where like anytime anyone says anything, I like it. I have never said Go Birds in my life.
You can't stop saying Go Birds.
No, like I called to change a reservation for dinner last night and they were like, well, we could do 7:15. We can't do 7. I go, all right, well, Go Birds. Like, I literally didn't even.
Thank you for letting me know, Go Birds.
Instead of thank you, I was, all right, Go Birds.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's just like stuck in my, wherever all my ticks are.
Probably in my tooth gap.
It's sliding right past the security in your tooth gap.
I'm sure it fell right out because there's nothing keeping it in. Were you rooting for the birds?
Why your tooth gap?
Oh yeah. My God. Well, I mean, this like this has nothing on why your tooth brown. Why your tooth gone?
Where your tooth?
Why your tooth missing, girl? You 28.
Where your tooth at? 28. Tooth go? Yes, I was rooting for the birds, the Eagles.
Did you feel like a little bit connected to them because of my heritage?
I think, yeah. Well, like, to be frank.
Okay.
And to be fair. And to be honest and truthful, that was the only reason I felt connected to the birds.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Because you know how when, like, I have no connection to the Chiefs at all. Nothing.
Yeah.
The Eagles are the closest. They're like an East Coast team. They're close to, like, the Patriots, which used to be my team. Mm-hmm. And then it felt like the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Now, I also, like, sorry to everyone that.
Just that you just you're going to have to try to ignore it.
Truckers for Eagles are here. What was I even saying? It yanked me out of my thought.
Something
process.
About rooting for the Eagles.
Well, everyone's going to hate when I say this, but I
can't deal with the camera. What's happening?
Brooke, I don't know.
Like, I'm getting completely seasick.
Does someone know how to turn that off?
Thank you for bearing with us as we navigate our long distance relationship.
Wait,
how about you? You need to try just not moving because it's moving with you. Stay completely still. Nope, don't do that. Okay. Now talk.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. And everyone's going to get mad at me when I say this, but a part of me just wanted the Eagles to win because, like, the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing was just like, I just wanted to see what would happen because I figured that obviously Travis Kelce is going to win and Taylor Swift is going to have like winning Super Bowl champion boyfriend, you know, like that makes sense. But like, I kind of had this thing where I wanted
If you could describe for the audio listeners what's happening, what would you say?
Like my it's just like my Zoom camera audio listeners is just like choosing where it wants to zoom in on, like randomly. Like, and it's like zooming in and out.
Making me so nauseous.
My Zoom camera has free will and it's like using it.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's like I literally just, you know, when you're in like high school or whatever and are like younger and you play like a learning game with your teacher and you're like, can we just see what happens when you get it wrong?
Yeah.
That's what I felt like with like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I was like, I don't want Travis Kelce to win. I don't want the Chiefs to win because I want to like see what happens.
That makes sense.
And then all of a sudden I started getting the ick. I was like, when they were losing so bad, I was like, wait, no, this is not supposed to happen. Like, I was joking. I'm thankful. You know, like, I was like, this feels like when you're making, like, when we make fun of, like, the government or something, but then you start thinking about, like, we're making fun of our own government and, like, other countries. This is probably, like, an original thought and probably just something that I think. But, like, when we make fun of, like, Joe Biden for being so old and like falling downstairs, I'm like, what countries are watching us make fun of the president being like, oh, we should totally attack them. Like it was giving me the same vibe as like, they're supposed to be like invincible.
Like you thought like that someone Chiefs. Was going to attack the Chiefs because help me understand.
No, it's just like, they're not supposed to lose, you know, like I started getting scared. I was like, oh, wait. No, I don't want them to lose. But then I really liked the Eagles winning. I feel like Philadelphia is like deserved it. So
thank you.
That being said, it was a boring ass game.
Right. That's my understanding. I watched the second half. I obviously didn't understand anything, but no one in the room really like was having any reactions. But I'm happy. Well, I'm so happy for my family. Diehard Eagles fans.
Oh.
My brother, my dad, I'm happy for you. I really am.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Yeah, no, it was cool. I thought it was fine. And then, the discourse on the halftime show is so insane to me.
I missed it.
You missed
it? I missed it. I was driving to my friends to watch the game during the halftime show.
That's the only part that I feel like you would go to watch.
Well, I'm not like, you know, like I couldn't name you one song of Kendrick's, I fear.
No, you could like be humble. Be humble. Sit down.
And watch.
That's a song.
Oh. No, I don't know any.
You would. Like you do.
I promise you. I don't. And it's
I promise you, genuinely, I'm saying this with my full chest. Like, I promise you, you know Kendrick Lamar's song.
Then give me one.
I'm not going to sing it.
Why?
Is the thing. But you know the Drake diss track that we listened to on the podcast?
I heard he was dissing Drake live.
He sang the song.
Yeah. But you know about his little A.
His what?
His little A.
Well, yeah.
Do
A
you?
Minor.
A minor. Yeah. His necklace.
Yes, I do.
I do now, too.
The businessman in me said, that's an Amazon ad placement.
No.
But I wonder how Amazon feels, biggest stage in the world, and their little A, the beginning of their logo, is a minor.
They don't own an A. They don't own the A.
That's their logo.
But it's also just an A.
And that's what they chose to be their logo.
I don't think Amazon's logo is a little A.
I'm looking it up.
I think it's just Amazon in full.
No.
What? Oh, yeah, it's a little A. Could you believe it? Yeah, I just said that. Well, gotcha.
Yeah, so I would, if I'd be feeling for Amazon. I also have to say something insane now. Like, this is like an insane take.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm not being very funny today. I'm just being insane. I think it's the glasses. But I felt like it was a little weird, like, calling Drake a pedophile at the Super Bowl in front of the whole world. And I'm genuinely asking a question. I know Drake, like, talks to, like, young people, but, like,
I think that's a bigger conversation that people have differing opinions on.
Okay.
Just, like, the definition.
Maybe I don't know, but, like, are we... Let's be careful not to throw words around is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I personally don't know, like, too much about the situation.
I don't either.
So I can't speak on it, but... People, there has been problems with, like, people having different definitions of that word and how they use it.
Right. And I think that language is kind of losing its weight when we go onto the Super Bowl world stage and call someone a pedophile and everyone says it out loud.
Well, what I'm thinking is just, like, he's giving Drake so much attention that, like, I would start to be embarrassed. Like, you are thinking about him constantly and dedicating your performance to him.
Brooke, I am so aligned with that. You got to the world stage with that song that was like a diss track. I think it would have been really cool for him not to do that song, even though that's a song everybody knows. And that being said, I don't know if, like, I had a great time during the halftime show. Like, I don't know if that many people, like, you just said you don't know a Kendrick song. I don't know if, like, that many people really do, but I don't know.
But also my thing is, like, if there's someone that I don't like, my goal is for them to think that I have not thought about them ever, that they have real estate in my head. So that's why I say that.
Me with bleep, bleep.
And me with bleep, 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 bleep.
Yeah.
And bleep, bleep, as well as bleep.
Yeah. And bleep as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, could not be me doing my whole song and looking at the camera. But I thought it was good.
But I loved it. So
I know half of America muted it.
But also half of America probably turned it way the hell up.
Yeah. No, I thought it was good.
So, but I was also looking back and, like, I know, like, people have different tastes in music and people love Kendrick, and that's great. I'm sure, like, he's very talented and everything, but I was looking back at, like, old Super Bowl halftime shows because I was being served them on TikTok, and I was just like, damn. Like, it was like Paul McCartney and, like, the Rolling Stones and Aerosmith. I think I was born in the wrong musical era. Like, I like old, like, Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. I think that's the best song in the world, I think.
Don't want to miss a thing.
Agree or disagree?
No, I agree. I think that song should. I think, like, yeah, I think the Super Bowl has always been, like, rock.
Gotta add that to my male yearning playlist. Holy shit.
That is male yearning.
That is male yearning, like, personified.
Damn. Miley Cyrus, I guess, is talking about doing it next year. I think she'd be really good.
Oh, she would be. I'm honored to live in the same era as her.
Me too. I like when they do two people. Bruno Mars and Red Hot Chili Peppers is my favorite halftime show.
Oh, still. Two people would be nice.
But I like when they do two different people. Like, yeah. I would like a Lil Wayne and...
I'm sure you would.
Like Green Day.
Green Day at the Super Bowl.
Green
oh my
Day,
God,
Lil,
is my tooth gap going to be at Coachella?
Wayne.
Great. Billy Joel Armstrong's going to see my tooth gap. Awesome.
Coachella's in 2 months.
I don't even have tickets or anything, but Coachella's in 2 weeks?
2 months.
Yeah, I will have a tooth cap, Connor. It will not be as bad, but I will have a tooth cap.
Listen,
that's how I think of time now.
In terms of tooth cap and its closure?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you could sneak me in your tooth cap.
I could literally sneak you on a plane in my tooth cap.
You bring your
through
cat.
TSA. Yeah, I could.
You bring your...
I could. So scary. Anyway, I do hope to go to Coachella and see Green Day, despite everything that's going on in my mouth.
Despite despite it all.
Despite everything that we've been through and all that. So
you want to hear this funny thing I've been doing recently? Yeah. When people leave like a rude comment, it's like a random person on Instagram or TikTok. They leave like a mean comment. I say, hey, I just emailed this to your boss. Like,
oh, that's
good luck
funny.
On Monday. Good luck on Monday.
Oh, love that.
Like, I didn't email it to their boss.
Yeah, of course. But I'm sure their stomach drops, which is all you could ask for.
Hey, I just emailed this to your boss. Good luck on Monday. Like, that's the funniest thing in the world because you know that they're going to think about it forever.
Yeah, that's good.
Did they email it to my boss?
Right. And like, they can't be like, hey, did you get this email from this person whose shit I like left a mean comment on?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So they'll be thinking.
The biggest thing you could do is get people thinking these days.
Uh-huh. I've also been doing this new thing, and I am sorry to talk about my tooth again. But you know, in the Hatchling Slasher episode of SpongeBob, he's like, everything is at night, like taking out the trash at night. And it's like, everything is at night.
Yeah.
Well, I'll like in my head, I'm just like driving into the studio without a tooth, like everything is without a tooth at the end, like in my head, like eating lunch without a tooth.
You are talking about it like you genuinely lost a tooth.
That is what it looks like.
How, where are your teeth moving from?
I don't get it. What do you mean? I also don't know.
Like, are they just all moving forward?
I don't know, baby. Like, I'm so confused. Maybe together?
Yeah, together, but they have to move.
But then, like, how will there not be a space somewhere else then? I don't know. I do trust my orthodontist with my life and the life of my firstborn. So let's just hope for the best.
Are you pregnant?
Yee!
Congrats, mama. Let's get this mama birthed.
My baby's going to come out with no teeth.
Random. That never happens.
I agree. Did you, moment of silence there. Did you see what Jeremy Strong, first of all, did you see Jeremy Strong's Super Bowl commercial?
No.
He was in a Dunkin' Super Bowl commercial with, who was in it? Ben Affleck and Casey Affleck? Affleck. And he just like came out of a tub of like coffee beans, and people were obviously like, why is Jeremy Strong in a Dunkin' commercial? Just because like we know how seriously he takes his craft. His response is, let me read them to you. He said he wanted to poke fun at this idea of him as this sententious. I wanted to poke fun at this idea of me as this sententious self-serious
sentient?
Actor. What?
Sentient?
No. Sententious. Sententious.
Huh.
I want to poke fun at this idea of me as the sententious, self-serious actor. It was my response to the idea that I don't get the joke. Okay?
Yes.
And then he says, you have to be able to make a fool of yourself, King. Then, I've never done anything like this before. This feels unnatural to me, but is there any latitude to create something? Is there freedom here?
Woo!
Okay, and then he said, when I was a kid, my dad used to send me into Dunkin' Donuts in Sudbury where I was growing up. And he would say, one cream, two sugars. I didn't really know the nomenclature of coffee, but one cream, two sugars was something I really knew. And for some reason, into my mind came Paul Revere saying, one if by land, two if by sea. Then I was like, I found it. King.
Pardon?
Like, he's just, like, so authentically himself, even. Like, if we think he's not taking this Dunkin' commercial as seriously as Jeremy Strong takes anything, we'd be sorely mistaken. He's putting his whole Jeremy Strong ussy into the Dunkin' commercial. And he compared him, like, coming out of the coffee beans to Martin Sheen in Apocalypse Now, which I get. Which I see.
Okay.
Is this making sense to what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, but I'm confused. I thought he said he was like, I get the joke. I'm having fun.
That's the thing. Like, this but is like, his, this is his fun. He's like, I get it. One cream, two sugars.
I really
one
think
if by land, he, two if by sea.
He's like genuinely American Psycho actor.
I think it's like he either doesn't get the joke or he gets the joke so well. Does that make sense?
Well, there's nothing like I get the joke. Let me explain why I get it. Like that's like.
He is truly like the light of my life. Jeremy S.
I know you love him.
I do love Jeremy S. And you know who I love even more though?
Who?
Kieran Culkin.
What? Like, this is so random, the people that you love. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find this thing about Jeremy Strong that I had saved last week.
Oh, Connor.
Yeah?
I tried watching Severance. I watched 3 episodes.
How'd it go?
I can't do it.
No, it's the scariest show on the planet. Does it not give you, like, existential
No, but, like, crisis? I love, like, you know Black Mirror is, like, my favorite show. And it is, like, that vibe. But I can't, like, follow it.
Well, Black Mirror gave
Well, God forbid I'm on my phone for 1 second. I'm toast. And no. Obviously I have to be on my phone for, like, at least, like, a moment in time.
Whoa.
But it's, like, moving really slowly for me. But I would, like, I do like the concept.
What do you like about the concept? I think it's the scariest thing in the
world.
I
like that it's like, yeah, this could happen. Like Black Mirror-y.
I like Black Mirror.
I love Black Mirror and everyone should go see Companion.
I want to go see Companion. I just
it's
have a hot
so
take about
good.
I have a hot take about Severance that nothing bad should happen to people. Like,
do a lot of bad things happen to people?
Bad things happen like constantly to people. And I don't think that we should be celebrating that.
I wouldn't say anyone's celebrating it, but like enjoying it. Watching it.
Yeah, that's kind of like if someone made
a
TV show.
Well, you stick to sitcoms.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
I love sitcoms.
Believe it or not, I'm still actually watching The Office.
Ooh.
Yeah, extended cut.
You should watch the UK one next.
I can't get into that either. I really struggle with British humor. I think it goes right over my head.
What is British humor?
It's like a completely different ballgame.
It's
like
it funny?
So dry. Like I guess Bridget Jones is British humor that I love. And then like 4 Weddings and a Funeral is British humor that I can't. I'm like, what? Like if you watch it, you'll just know. But it's very different than stop showing me your teeth. Showing me your perfect set of teeth.
There is when I went to the UK for the shows, they were like warning me. They're like, heads up. They're different over there.
They are.
And I was like, oh, crap. What do you mean? And they're like, we can't tell you. And so I go over and I'm like, well, I can't change who I am for the Brits. And so I didn't. I can't, you know, I'm not doing a little dance for Queen Charles. And so I didn't. And I did fine. They all thought it was funny. Maybe British people think
your comedy
American
is universal.
Maybe it speaks for itself. Maybe American humor translates more to the Brits. And
no, they don't think we're funny usually. So good for you.
Right. Well, it was all Americans at my show for the most part. Like all studying abroad.
Did you see that the Duolingo owl has passed?
No. What do you mean?
I'm confused. Basically, Duolingo posted and said, it is with heavy hearts that we inform you that Duo, formerly known as the Duolingo Owl, is dead. And this is fully the real Duolingo account. Authorities are currently investigating his cause of death, and we are cooperating fully. TBH, he probably died waiting for you to do your lesson, but what do we know?
Can I say something like hot take?
Yeah.
I'm glad the Duolingo Owl died.
Whoa.
Yeah. It like It's
asking you, the statement kindly asks you refrain from sharing why you hate him. If you feel inclined to share, please also include your credit card number so we can automatically sign you up for Duolingo in his memory. We appreciate you respecting Dua Lipa's privacy at this time.
So Duolingo and their ways and the owl have single-handedly made me never want to learn another language. Like, they're making me love English, you know, like in a way that I didn't before. I was like, oh, okay. I'll learn Spanish. I'll learn Japanese. No, fuck that owl and fuck that company.
But they're also making us talk about them.
It's just like it's too much. Chill out. Oh my gosh. I'm glad that I'm dancing on that owl's grave. No offense.
I'm excited to see how it progresses. Like, if there's a replacement, like what the plan is here. Why? Like, why? I guess is my question.
Definitely. It's a marketing ploy.
Yeah. It's a unique one. And it is a unique one at that.
And as well as unique. And I have to say something.
What?
I saw someone making. Thank you, camera, for zooming out. That was good. I saw someone making bananas in a hot dog bun with peanut butter and jelly on both sides. And then they grilled it. And they ate it like a hot dog.
That sounds great.
It sounds so good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But in its raw form, it's literally just like this banana in a hot dog bun that's just like cold.
I feel like as long as there's like peanut butter or even fluff. Did you ever do peanut butter and fluff?
No, I don't fuck with fluff.
I don't either, but like we always had it at camp and it just like tasted like camp. So I ate it. And so I liked it. But I didn't like it as fluff. I liked it as camp. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's a weird thing about camp and like peanut butter and stuff. I used to get so scared at camp that I wouldn't like the food because I used to be a picky eater, which is embarrassing to even say. Like, it's been so long that I have forgotten that I used to be picky. But I used to get so scared that I'd be hungry that I would take peanut butter and jelly. I would sneak it out of the cafeteria and I would take the peanut butter. I would take the jelly and I would sneak the bread so that just to make sure that at some point later on in the day, I could make a peanut butter and jelly out of desperation.
Wow.
And it makes me sad. I haven't had a peanut butter and jelly in so long. And I think it's because I have a little bit of trauma associated with it. Sitting
I was
in
never
my
really a peanut butter and jelly kid. I loved a cream cheese and jelly sandwich.
That's fucking disgusting.
It was so good. You would put cream cheese and jelly on a bagel. No, you wouldn't.
One? No, I wouldn't.
No, it's so good. I'm telling you, that's what I would eat. Did I eat that? I think so. I might be thinking of butter, but I really think I'm thinking of cream cheese.
I bet I'm thinking about butter. Okay, well, when you get to New York, we'll have a cream cheese and jelly bagel.
Yeah. Well, no, sandwich.
Sandwich.
Okay. I mean, I obviously like won't be eating it in front of anyone. I'll either eat it in the restroom or with my retainer in at swallowing it like a pill. So.
Well, you can just smile and slide it right in between your gap.
Oh, yeah. I could just shove the whole sandwich in the gap.
Perfect.
All right, man.
All right, woman.
I'll see you in the bonus. And also next week, we'll do a few more computer husbands. We'll also be back IRL, then probably a few more computer husbands, then back IRL, then like, but computer husband will be better once you get a space. It won't be a computer husband anymore.
It won't be computer husband. And also we'll figure it out. We haven't figured it out yet, but I appreciate everyone's patience.
Thanks.
I appreciate everyone's patience.
All right, man. Love you.
All right. Love ya.
Bye.
Bye.
This week on Close Friends.
Everything's temporary.
All right.
Thank you for letting me know. Go Birds.
Once removed from the classroom during a test because I had hiccups so bad and I had to take the test in a closet. I technically do have my tooth. It's just not what it used to be.
Whoever is with her in that bed needs to be investigated with federal.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.